we have just signed at the end of last year a very important partnership between the EU and UNICEF. If I may say, we are operational in the office in each country, and thanks to the partnership with the EU, we are bringing substance and also we are bringing some funding. This is very important because in this part of the world, and in Macedonia in particular, we still have an issue of children victims of violence, and we have an issue also with children with disabilities. For the children victims of violence, it is more on trying to change a little bit the social norms. As we have done some studies, and even so, the people are not in favor of using physical punishment. They still use it. And when we did a study in the general population, 52% of the children had experienced a physical punishment. Among the Macedonian, it was 53, and among the Albanian, 51, and among the Roman settlement, it was 62. So we have the Roma, if I may say, are slightly using violence slightly more than the others. But in any case, 50% is already way too much. And for that, we are doing a study at the moment, a knowledge, attitude, and practice to understand exactly what is the source of the violence, be in at home or be in the school. And thanks to that, we are collecting all of the information to be able to trigger the campaigns exactly where it is needed, on what are the issues which are making those family members violent. And very often, they don't think they are violent. It's just a way. So we need to show them all the way of disciplining the children. That's what is important. Also, we want to see, to be able to work at the legislation level, at the secondary legislation, to be able to deal with the victim, to be able to identify them, to be able to refer them, and to be able to then repair, to improve, to be able to fix them. And that's what we are doing at the moment, and we'll be working a lot with NGOs.
And how look like the daily reality of thousands of children, and why is it so problematic across the South and Eastern Europe region?
The problematic comes from the fact that nobody is asking themselves the question, and they don't see themselves as being violent. It's just the social norm. So that's what we need to change. And as you know, it's always very difficult to get data on violence. So we will be working very much on data collection so we can also measure the magnitude of the problem. Violence is everywhere. For the moment, the difficulty is that many sectors are dealing without talking to each other in silo. Very often it starts with education. The teacher may be the first person to see that the children have been victim of violence. But you need the health. You may need the social workers to go see in the family what's happening. You may need also the policeman. You may need the prosecutor. So you see all of the sectors are involved, and that's what we call a multi-agency team. For the moment, each of those sectors is working blindly without knowing what the other sectors is doing. So there is absolutely no complementarity, but also they're just not taking into consideration what is already happening in the other sector.
But when violence occurs within the family, how to better protect children when many of them find it extremely difficult to speak to outsiders?
That's totally correct. That's why we need to do a study, and then we need to do what we call the multi-agency team, meaning to have more appropriate staff who can better detect those cases. But it is true that very rarely a child who has been beaten will go and say it first because he thinks it's normal. He doesn't think it's an abuse. So we need to be changing the whole relationship, adults and children, in terms of respect of the others and to know how to discipline differently than just by being physically violent. And sometimes it's not just physically violent. It can be also a lot of psychological violence.
Last question. In the other end, UNICEF said that children face prejudice, stigma, and severe discrimination. But where this act of discrimination take place generally?
We first talked about children victim of violence, and they have their problems. The second component of the work we are partnering with the EU is on children with disabilities, and they suffer from discrimination. We have absolutely amazing data. We did also a knowledge, attitude, practice, knowledge survey, and there it is terrible. if you have a blind child, okay, a blind child, 70% of the neighbors think it's okay for them to live in the same settlement or street than their own child. But if you go to the same school or the kindergarten with your child, that number is going to already to 40%, okay? If you want them as a friend, only 38%. As a classmate, 29%. Emotional relationship, only 7%. And as a spouse, only 4%. And this is just for a blind child. I can give you the statistics for every single one. If you have children with Down syndrome, only 64% of the neighbors would think it's okay for them to live in the same settlement or street than their child. So you can see how terrible spontaneously the population is. And that is discrimination. So the closer emotionally the person with disability is of your own child, the more discrimination is growing.